Today is Saturday, the 3rd of September 2022, and we are all gathered here for the 47th session on mindfulness for beginners from the Nisarvane Forest Monastery. And today we have Venerable Bante Homagama Dhammakusala Thero guiding us during the session on mindfulness. On behalf of all of us, I would like to welcome Bante with much respect to this session today. And also, I would like to welcome all the participants who are joining in through Zoom and who are participating through the Facebook live stream. So our program will run its course, starting off with the in-session mindfulness practice guided by Bante. And then we will proceed on to the Q&A session where we get to get insightful advice from Bante on the reports and verbal questions scheduled for today. And then we will move on to the talk on mindfulness and finish off the session. So to commence proceedings, I would like to invite Venerable Bante to start off with the in-session mindfulness practice for today's session. Much merits to Bante. Thank you.
Okay, so I think now you can hear. So everybody, we'll do a activity which is related to mindfulness. This activity is much related to your day-to-day life. When during your busy day, you can try this. You can experiment with this type of activity, which is somewhat stress-releasing for you. It is a relaxing activity that you can use. So let's say during a work day, you feel that you are exhausted. Probably going to a function or activity, you feel you are exhausted. So you can use this type of activity to calm yourself. You can use this type of activity to release yourself. So that's the idea. So I invite all of you to join and try this. So this is what we are going to do. We will just close our eyes for a while. Probably like 1 or 2 minutes, we'll close our eyes and we are going to observe our body. We are not going to force anything. Instead, just close your eyes and stay in a relaxed manner and try to see what becomes prominent in your body. You are seated comfortably, you have your eyes closed, and you are going to observe what is prominent in your body. Depending on the status of your mind and body, you might see different things appearing. Sometimes for some people, some kind of a stress, kind of a feeling is there. A tightness could be there. Try to see whether you can feel any tightness in your body. You don't have to force your attention. Instead, if you just keep your mind open, naturally, your attention will go to this type of a feeling. Probably it is a tightness in your body. Probably some kind of a pain, ache, in your body. For some of you, breath might be prominent. The natural breathing of the body might appear. If it is there, try to see how your breath is. Probably the breath is fast. Probably it is slow. Probably the breath is pleasant. Probably it is unpleasant. Now you open your eyes again. So we only took like few minutes to observe what is prominent in our body. We took few minutes to observe the status of our body and mind. Now this is something that you can do during your day-to-day life. When you feel exhausted, when you feel stressed, you can just take few minutes to observe what is there in your body. Is there a tightness in my body? Is there pains, aches in my body? Or do I feel my breath? What is the pattern of my breath? You just notice. You just take few minutes to observe these sensations that are available. Now let's take few minutes to discuss what we observed. Right, so you can use Zoom hand, and if you would like to share what you felt in your body or what was the prominent sensation, then we can discuss further. Anybody would like to share? Let me start with what I noticed. So when I closed my eyes, I noticed some kind of a sensation that kept moving, right? It was like moving here and there, and it was like evolving kind of a sensation, kind of a tightness that I felt in my body. So that was my observation. We invite you to share what you observed.
Sorry, Bhante. I have observed just a little tightness in my legs. That's the first thing. So after a little bit, the attention is drawn to the breath. So I see that with it getting a little bit settled down. Thank you, Vant.
Okay, so that's the benefit of the observation. When you function without observing, this tightness might continue for hours. But when you pay attention, you can see that it is settling. You just have to take few minutes to calm yourself. You just have to take few minutes to slow yourself. Then you see that this sensation is settling, this tightness is settling. So that's a valid observation. You can do this during your day-to-day life, during your work hours. Take just few seconds, few minutes to settle yourself, just to calm yourself. That's the idea. Anybody else? I think one more person is there.
Avasarai Bhante. I noted a warmer than normal sensation in stomach area, and after a while the attention had moved to the side of the head, maybe the right side of the head where there was a tightness. And when the attention came back to the stomach area, that seemed to have relaxed, that warm feeling wasn't there. This is something I have used anyway. I think when there have been difficult situations, difficult clients I had to work with, and just before then, I would just scan my body. That's now becoming more of a habit, which is a new habit. So yeah, I find that really, really useful. And it changes after a while.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. As you can see, you can calm yourself using these observations. You just take few seconds, few minutes to pay attention to your body. Instead of going with the thinking mind, instead of thinking about what is about to come, you just observe your body for a while. just notice what is there. You just notice the tightness or the warmer kind of a sensation in your body. And within few seconds, within few minutes, you settle yourself. So as you mentioned, you can use this type of a technique in different situations. Before you go for an interview, you can use this. Before dealing with a difficult client, you can use this. So these are the techniques that are very practical in your day-to-day life. Anybody else? Yeah, Naman.
Yes, Banti, I felt the vibration internally from the heartbeat, and I could feel that when I kept observing it, my thoughts started to kind of slow down and get kind of deposited. I could feel a little bit of empty space. Felt very relaxed because the focus was free of other things that in that few seconds. Very relaxing, yes.
Yes, only few seconds it takes, but it is relaxing, it is calming.
Yes, Panthi.
Okay, I think Samantha is also there.
Thank you, Bhante. I find this, what Bhante's advice, really helpful, especially today, actually, because I've got a headache and the top part. So I noticed, because I have been quite busy the last couple of days, so I noticed a tension in my head when I brought the tension to it. And I do find focusing on the breath really helpful. I didn't have a longer session today, obviously, because we were doing this exercise. But if I focus, be aware of the tightness in the head and around the eye area, and then if I bring my attention to the breath, I find that very calming. And for the, you know, the body and mind. So I find that this exercise really helpful. Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, thank you for sharing. As you mentioned, it is a good exercise that you can use in your day-to-day life. And the point I want to make again and again is that if you don't do this observation, this tightness, this headache, this difficulty will continue even for hours. It can continue. So you have to make sure that you are stopping for a few seconds, few minutes, and just observing this. That is the way of letting go. That is the way of relaxing. Right? So it's good to have this in your daily life. Good to have this as a habit. Every few hours, you just stop for a while. You stop for a few minutes and try to check, right? What is the status of my mind and body? It's like checking
in
with yourself. And, you know, just stop, check for a while, observe for a while. Then again, you can go. Again, after a few hours, you stop, check for a while. Again, you go. That way, we have to make sure that we are in touch with ourselves while doing our day-to-day activities, while functioning. So that's the idea I want to give today. I think most of you participated and got the idea. So the invitation is that you can try this in your day-to-day life. You can practice this and see how it is helping. So if anybody else is there who would like to talk, we can give a chance. Otherwise, we are moving forward now, Manth.
I think there are others who are participating. This is a very interactive session. So please feel free to turn the video on and just talk freely and let Bhante know what you experienced. It will help you to put into words your what you experienced during these in-session practices, especially in days like this. So please raise a hand if anyone else is willing to share a few words. Okay, Sonali, you can unmute.
Thank you, Namantha and Sarai Bhante. I felt my head first as a tight point, but then once it soon moved to my feet. And then when you spoke about some, you may actually feel, some people may feel your breath is prominent. As soon as you said that, it moved to my breath. And from then, I think I went into a normal meditation, because breath is what I'm used to, and it kind of took over and went to my sort of regular meditation from then.
Yes, that's how it works. Sometimes you just mention something and suddenly it's appearing. When I mention breath, it appearing. So it's how it works. You just have to do this again and again. Try making this kind of activity part of your daily life. In addition, some people might it relaxing to observe surrounding sounds as well. Without thinking about the sounds, you just stay for a while. You just listen to the sounds from the surrounding. Probably sound of traffic, probably some other sound, probably sound of nature, probably sound of animals. You just keep listening to it for a while, for a few minutes, and same kind of a relaxation is happening, right? But the recommended way is that you just stay open and see what becomes prominent. Usually some kind of a sensation from your body or some sounds from the surrounding, they become prominent. So that's the best way. You follow the pattern of the nature. You follow the pattern of the body that is appearing. So that's much more relaxing, instead of controlling your attention, instead of directing your attention. So I thank everybody for sharing the experience, and we can move forward now, Mantu.
Much better, Swanthi. And is there, okay. I would like to just share one thing related to today's practice today. When I work on the computer, when the browser takes like 2 or 3 seconds to open, or even when I'm driving, when I see a red light, red color light, and I have to stay there for about 1 or 2 minutes, I always do this and it relaxes me. So I don't let that few seconds go to waste and get optimal use from it. So it relates to what Bhante did just now. And yeah, even when we speaking with someone, if you say something and then you wait for the other person to think and reply to you, there are a few seconds there you can use this. So I've done this like in a way, practical way, in day-to-day life. Yeah, just sharing. So yeah. Anyone else, feel free to share in next sessions as well. Bhante might do these kind of interactive mindfulness sessions, discussions. Please feel free to join in. So now I would like to move on to the Q&A session with Sonali taking over the Q&A session. I would like to invite Bhante to go ahead with the Q&A session scheduled for today. Over to you, Sonali. Much merits. Thank you.
Avasarai Bhante, and thank you, Namantha. I will start with the reports and then move on to the Q&A session. We have 3 reports for today. The first one, walking meditation. Walked on wooden floor with eyes closed, noting lifting, moving, placing. The warm thin parts of floor and colder area in others were noted. Observe the intention to lift, then foot lifting, and then thought of moving and foot moving forward. Similarly, for placing, pain on placing foot observed and nature of it changing on the lifting. The relief in mind when pain changed noted, which only lasted a short time as walking continued. Walked 30 minutes. Then sitting meditation. Very itchy sensation as soon as sitting started. A pain in different area of body. Mind contemplated. Itching was from reduction of apo or water element in the air, that it will pass. mind then observed pain, and again mind suggesting it too would change and pass. This happened fast and noted that each too had passed. Mind observed sense of surprise at the relief from pain and itch. Remembering the relief too is temporary. Observed sweaty areas, the hardness of one hand on the other. Noted hearing and some thoughts, but not distracting. Mindfulness in daily life. Sprained ankle, but watch the pain, noting it as my pain or my ankle. Just a pain due to cause and effect. As able to walk, mind determined to walk despite a limp and swelling. A 20-minute walk to please husband returned into a 2-hour walk. Mind was able to concentrate on the surrounding nature and changes in rivers, trees, animals, birds, etc. Swelling worse, but again considered as elements, noting fluid in swelling was apo, vayo, stretching skin, hardness in part of injured area compared to softness in the other areas, as in patavi. The tejo or heat element observed as swollen areas are more warm compared to the rest of the foot. Then ice was applied, less swelling was also noted at element level. No painkillers, oils or gels were needed. With much gratitude to Bhante and the organizers. End of report.
Okay, so in this practice, sometimes it is recommended to do the reflection on the different elements, like this is the water, this is the fire, this is the air, this is the earth element. Like that, you kind of do a reflection. But you have to understand, it is a very primary level of practice that we are talking. If you are doing a reflection, that is more like a beginner's approach. That is more like, you know, you are starting this path, you are going into this path. So that's a tool that you can use, right? It's a tool and it is a useful tool. Instead of maintaining, instead of supporting your usual thought patterns, instead of encouraging those thoughts, you reflect. Okay, this is the air element, this is the fire, this is the water, this is the earth. Like that you reflect. So it is recommended initially. But when you move into the practice, you can see if you just be with this sensation without reflecting, that is the superior kind of a reflection that we can do. Right? So when the heat appears, you are not going to reflect. Instead, you just be with the heat. And you can see it is naturally passing after a while. So instead of reflecting that these things are impermanent, you just stay with that sensation and you realize after a while that is not there. So that is more like superior kind of impermanence that we are experiencing. Instead, you can initially, as a beginner, you can put it into words. Like, okay, this is impermanent, this is passing, you reflect. Later, developing into the practice, evolving into the practice, you realize if I just stay with these sensations, it is anyway passing. It is anyway impermanent. Right? That is more like a superior kind of a impermanence that we are accepting. Right? So you have to understand there's an evolution in your practice. Some people might come and complain that this reflection is happening automatically. Without your intention, automatically thoughts arise and reflect. That is fine. That comes as a habit of the previous intentional reflection. If you just stay with it for a while, you realize that reflection will also go away because you are not encouraging. So this report writer, it seems to me, it appears to me that you are encouraging this kind of a reflection. But you have to understand when you move forward more and more deeper into the practice, you don't have to reflect. Instead, if you just be with that sensation, if you just be with that difficulty, that is more like a superior kind of a reflection that we are doing. Superior kind of an impermanence that we are experiencing. Because this sensation is anyway passing. You don't have to divert your mind into something else. Instead, just be with that sensation. And it is anyway impermanence. It is anyway passing. So you are experiencing that impermanence. You are experiencing that sensation is passing. So this is more like a superior kind of a reflection. Right? So that's one point I want to make. Then the second one is that sometimes you may have to please other people. Right? Because they're a part of your family members are there, your work fellows are there. So you have to please them. That's fine. But you have to see, although I do these things, what are the status of my mind? Am I creating friction out of this pleasing other people? Or am I accepting it? When illness comes to your body, when difficulties comes to your body, you can see, am I accepting this or am I creating friction? So in your report, you mentioned something. The difficulties are there in the body and you're observing. The pain is there. Bodily difficulties are there. Bodily friction will be there. But still, there is no suffering in your mind. There's no friction created out of your mind. That suffering part is the most difficult one. Usually we get bodily pains, difficulties, illnesses, that's fine. But you are trying to create more and more difficulties in your mind, more and more suffering in your mind. Let's say you fall sick, right? So when you are healthy, you need 1,000 things. But when you are sick, you only need one thing. You want to return back to the health that you had. You want to recover from the illness. That's the only thing you need when you are ill. Right? So what we do is that when sickness comes to this body, we try to fight it. Okay, I need painkillers. I need to go see a doctor. I need some medicine. So you are fighting. So this is the suffering that's in your mind. Right? Bodily difficulties are there. Then you create a mental part based on those bodily difficulties. And that's the suffering part that we are creating. So you are fighting this illness in your mind. You want to get better. Right? And even for a few days, you are struggling. But if you just accept this difficulty in your body, if you just accept this illness in your body, that is the best way of healing yourself. When you are not fighting, in any way it is healing. Naturally healing. If you are fighting, you are dragging the illness more and more. Right? So that's why in even the teachings, you are recommended to accept this illness that has come your way. You are not going to fight it. Instead, you accept. You surrender. You stay for a few days. You take a sick leave and you just be with that. That type of a surrendering is important to heal yourself much faster. So that's the real practice. There won't be a suffering part. You can please other people, but see whether there's a friction in my mind due to that. If you are accepting, if you are welcoming the change, then you can please others. Still, you are peaceful in your mind. Some people, they are pleasing others while having so much friction in the mind. That's not a healthy way. It's better to tell them, no, I can't directly without suffering so much, without creating friction too much in your mind. So that's the idea. Try to see these two components. Body difficulties would be there. Certain occasions you might have to accept certain frictions, certain difficulties from other people. You have to please others. So those things come. But see whether there's a friction created. Due to a illness, am I creating friction in my mind? Due to a request from somebody else to please them, am I creating friction in my mind? So that's the component of suffering that we are talking about. So you can do this observation again and again. More you observe, more you take this approach, the suffering part will reduce. Pain won't go away. Your bodily difficulties were there, will be there forever, right? As long as you live, they'll be there. But suffering will disappear. Suffering will disappear. Yesterday, somebody came to me and he was complaining about a knee surgery kind of a difficulty. So he is saying, Bante, I have to climb this mountain every day. So many steps are there. I'm having a difficulty. So I asked him, are you accepting in your mind? He says, I am more and more accepting. I'm accepting compared to the earlier time. I am accepting more. Compared to the time I came initially, I am accepting more. So that's the reduction in the suffering part. So I told him, as long as you live, this pain will be there. You can't get rid of it. You have to die to get rid of it. Even after dying, it might continue. So that suffering part in your mind, you have to get rid of. You have to reduce that part. So the observation is the only way. See these patterns, see these frictions that are created again and again. More you observe, you are creating distance from this process. And that's the way to reduce suffering part. So that's what I have to share.
Thank you, Bante. I will move on to the next report. It's report 2, mindful sitting. Sat on the cushion in a comfortable position. There was readiness in the mind to sit for the next hour and notice whatever emerged. A slow body scan took place, first from toes upwards and then from top of head downwards. Tense muscles relaxed and feeling of ease in the other areas of the body also noted. When breath appeared, it was prominent. Some thoughts appeared, but mind didn't react. Sometimes after, the breath became subtle and broke up. What was felt as one breath at the beginning was now felt as several mini breaths. Although the mind was noticing the changes of breath, there was a period of this session where it felt like nothing was happening. There was no sleepiness, but just cannot remember any thoughts, feelings, or sensations. When some past events appeared in mind, the breath was noted again. When an itch arose at the back of the neck, the urge was so high to scratch, but the awareness of noticing the itch came up alongside. It subsided, but there arose another itch at the right side of the head. Again, watching the itching sensation and the urge to scratch, but there was no reaction. Sat for 1 hour. Mindfulness during the day. While doing various things, now the mind connects more with the body sensations, including breath. It happens naturally during the day. When mental attention or even the sense of peace is noticed, the attention draws towards the sensations of the body and breath. At those times, if tension was present, it eases up. And if peace or calmness was present, it tends to linger before it too passes away. Notice the following while going for a haircut. As the salon is at a shopping center, was walking past different shops, various colors, shapes of objects for sale in the shops noticed. Mind observed these just as such, that is subject that have colors and shapes seen by the eyes while the body was walking past. Recognize the lust arising from time to time as mental pictures of certain goods on display. Being now inside the home popped up.
although there was no real need for buying or owning any of these objects. Pretty soon, the mind recognized the purpose of this journey was not shopping aimlessly, but to get a haircut. And with that realization, the calmness that was there before setting out on this journey returned. All of this would have taken place in few seconds, but the process in the mind was becoming clearer as if in slow motion. My feelings and emotions are noted in the day without judgments or wanting certain feelings to last longer. Desire and aversion noted in more situations, and this ability is becoming more familiar. Even after reacting verbally in few situations, it didn't linger on, nor did disappointment or guilt set in. Noted how the mind returned to a familiar calmness even after sometimes unskillful reactions. Having received a glowing compliment and noting the happy feeling that came up, as soon as that feeling was recognized as happy, the mental space naturally returned to being calm and neutral. Venerable Bhante, looking forward to your feedback. Much merit to you and the organizers. End of report.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. You have some valuable information there. As you can see, how these various people take advantage of our thinking mind. You go to do a certain task. You go to take a haircut. But in between, different thoughts are created. Different pictures are shown. Right? So this is how it works. This is how the world works. Right? It is taking advantage of your thinking mind. You go to do one thing and you end up doing something else. You go to browse social media, and this is how it works. You go up and down again and again. You click, 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 click. This is how it goes. And after 1 or 2 hours, you try to wonder, what did I do during past 2 hours? Nothing was completed, just browsing. It is called a feed. They are feeding you with information. The information they need you to consume. That's how it works. So they earn billions of dollars through these businesses. This is how it works. You can see, you go to do one thing, then you end up doing something else. And even after returning home, you realize, okay, I didn't do that initial task. Instead, I did something else. This is how it works. So this is they are taking advantage of our thinking mind. Businessmen, they are taking advantage of our thinking mind. Multinational companies, they are taking advantage of our thinking mind. Beauty culture, they are taking advantage of our thinking mind. So you have to develop ability to see through this process. Again and again, you reflect. You come back to the present moment. You come back to the beginning. Okay, I'm going to have a haircut. That was the initial purpose. So this is called a train in the mind. You are training yourself to return to the root, return to the present moment. Again and again, the mind wanders into the past or the future. Again and again, you bring it back to the root, which is the present moment. When you come back to the root, you realize suddenly, okay, I came to do this. So it's a very valuable observation. See how this thinking mind is working. How we are getting carried away by it again and again. When somebody come and give a compliment, you become happy. You start thinking. But after a while, you can realize, okay, I came back to the initial root. I came back to the present moment. I observed the happiness that was generated due to the compliment. This is the practice that we are doing. It is okay to get carried away with the thinking mind. It is human. It is natural to get carried away. But you have the ability to bring your attention back to the root. you have the ability to bring your attention back to the present moment. That very ability we are exercising here. All of us, we are exercising that ability to bring our attention back to the root, bring our attention back to the present moment. That is the practice. Again and again, you are doing it till it becomes habitual to you. Till it comes naturally to you, you are doing. So if there is a beginner here, you sit comfortably. You walk comfortably. And you do this observation. Some people, when they walk, they feel the bodily sensations. They feel the feet, how the feet is touching the ground. They feel those sensations. When you sit, you might feel your breath, ingoing and outgoing breath is there. So you take this object, the sensations at your feet or the breathing, you take that object as a representation, as an indicator of this world, the world that we were talking earlier, the colorful, vivid world that we live in. So breath is an indicator. The steps are an indicator of this world. And we take that breath and we are observing 1001 times. We are observing again and again. We take those steps and we are observing 1001 times. Initially, this breath, these sensations at your feet, they appear solid. They are continuing, they are there, they appear solid. That's the initial observation. But as this reporter mentioning, now when you do this observation again and again, you realize the breath is breaking. The breath is disappearing. That evolution you can see in your practice. So when the breath is breaking, this vivid, colorful world is also breaking. When the steps are disappearing, this vivid, colorful world is also disappearing. Same process. And when you do this practice more and more, you realize you are there. You are sitting. But there were no records during the past hour. You were walking, but there were no records during the past hour. That type of observation is very much valuable because now you are seeing through the dust of this mind. These sensations, these thoughts, these sounds, these different emotions, they are just the dust. The reality is much deeper. The potential is much deeper. So you are seeing through this dust and you are seeing the reality of your mind, which is much deeper. And it is too full to talk about. You can't put it into words. That's why you say, I was walking, I was sitting, but there were no records. Something was happening, but I can't tell. Because that world is too full to talk about. So that's what you are mentioning in your report, right? More and more you practice this way, you realize the world, the vivid and colorful world that is outside, it is becoming less and less valuable. That is why Socrates is saying, I have walked through this shopping mall and I don't need anything. Nothing attracts me. I don't need anything. That's the peace that we are after. If your happiness is based on something, then always that is subjected to change. If it is based on outside things, that will change definitely. But if you don't need anything, still you are peaceful. That is the lasting peace that we are talking about. So Socrates is saying, I have walked through the shopping mall. It was full of vivid, colorful things, but no desire was there. I wanted nothing, and I'm peaceful. That's the change. That's the evolution that we are after. You can see a glimpse of that in your report. We encourage you to continue again and again, and you'll realize what we are talking about.
Thank you, Bante. I will move on to the last report. Mindful walking. Started walking back and forth, noting lifting, moving, and placing of each foot, trying to maintain each action on the present moment. Felt the softness and warmth on the soles of the feet touching the carpet. Also slight swaying of the hips on walking and the weight bearing of the body by each foot when placed on the floor. Mindful walking for 25 minutes. Mindful sitting for 1 hour. Made a firm decision to do the meditation for 1 hour. Scan the sitting posture, noting the rising and falling away of in and out breath at the nostril area. The starting, middle and end of breaths and the small gap between the in and out breaths were seen. With calming of the mind, the breath gradually became subtler, almost indiscernible. Just at this moment, a sleepiness overcame me. Needed much effort to overcome this feeling. As I was observing the subtle breath, feeling of floating on clouds appeared. Sometimes later, varying sensations or subtle movements appeared on most parts of the body. They were arising and passing away rapidly, some individually and some in groups. These continued until the end of the meditation and for a few hours later. Mindfulness in daily activity, having breakfast. Served breakfast into a bowl. After mixing with a spoon, each mouthful was consumed slowly, mindfully and silently. Rinse the bowl and the spoon, and these actions were noted. With gratitude to Bante and the organizing team, that's the end of the last report, Bante.
Okay, I just want to mention one thing. Now, towards the end of your sitting session, you can see how the breath is breaking and how these various things are appearing and disappearing. Sometimes they appear in groups, they disappear in groups. Sometimes like single objects, they appear and disappear. So this is how it is evolving. This is our observation, probably like 40, 50 minutes into a sitting session. Still, you experience this. When you experience this, you realize this practice is valid. This practice is true. You are seeing the real picture. More and more time you spend on this practice, you start to see the real picture. That is why you are mentioning even after the sitting session, this continued for a while. Probably for a few hours, this will continue. So this is the result of the training. This is the result of the repetitive practice. More you do it, it will come closer and closer to your day-to-day life. That's the requirement that we have. That's why we are recommending every day spend 2 hours doing a walking session and a sitting session. 2 hours per day, that's a fair investment during a work life. If you can do that investment, you realize with time, this reality is coming towards my day-to-day life. Initially, after so much of time, initially after 40 minutes of sitting, I experienced this. But later, it is becoming more and more natural to me. It is becoming closer and closer to my day-to-day life. That is the advantage of repetitive practice. You experience this in a sitting session, probably towards the end of it. But when you do it more and more, you realize even 10 minutes into a sitting, I experience this now. Probably after months of practice, still, it is coming closer and closer to you. Even after the sitting session, for a few hours, I experienced this. Even my day-to-day life, I experienced this. That is how this practice is coming closer and closer to you. It is coming towards your day-to-day life. More you practice, that will happen. So that's the idea of the repetitive practice. That's why we invite you to invest in a formal meditation daily. Probably 2 hours is a good enough time. If you can't do it, at least 10 minutes of sitting, 10 minutes of walking. Can you continue it for a while? Can you continue it a few months without breaking? You could have mistakes 1 or 2 days. You miss, that's fine. Again and again, you reserve this time for the walking, for the sitting. And when you do that, when you do that investment, you realize little by little, this practice is becoming more and more natural to me. These experiences are coming closer and closer to my day-to-day life. That is the real peace that we are talking about. Initially, you experience this after 40 minutes into a sitting session, probably 30, 40 minutes of into a walking session. But still, you are experiencing it. When you experience, you realize the practice is true. I experience this. But only during the sitting, towards the latter part of it. But when you practice more and more, you realize it is becoming more and more natural. It is coming closer and closer to my day-to-day life. So that's the idea of a repetitive investment that we are doing. That is why every week we are meeting. That is why every week we are discussing. That is why we invite you to daily practice this. More you practice, it is becoming more and more natural. It is coming closer and closer to your day-to-day life. So that's the idea I want to give here.
Thank you, Bhante, for all your guidance and all your advice. We have finished our reports now. If anyone has any questions, please raise your Zoom hand and ask your questions. I will give you a little bit more time. I don't see any hands raised. Looks like we don't have any questions. I think we can move on now. Namantha, it's over to you. I don't see any hands raised, so I think we don't have any questions.
Thank you very much, Sonali, for conducting the Q&A session. Much merits to you and much merits to Bhante too. So I think we can proceed quickly onto the beginner's guide for mindfulness in this program. I would share the screen first. So we have prepared this guide as an example for anyone starting afresh or joining the session today for the first time, to have a quick grasp of what has to be done first, to practice according to these instructions given by Bhante up to now. So there are five steps. You can first go through the two videos on YouTube. The first one is on mindful walking. The next one is on mindful sitting. So they are pretty much self-explanatory. Once you go through the videos, you will grab a quick understanding of what has to be done. Then you can go on to allocating some time daily, practicing for about, if you are beginning, it could be 15 to 20 minutes to start with. And then you can proceed to extend that to about 1 hour a day for each session. So let's say 15 minutes of mindful walking and then 15 minutes of mindful sitting when you start. And then slowly, as you feel more confident, you can extend it to 1 hour per day for each session. Once you do that, you can... Once you do this for about a few days, like 3 or 4 days, you can start writing reports on the experience, and you can write about, if it is mindful walking, you can mention the primary object of focus, whether it's the soul getting in contact with the ground, the bodily movement or rhythm or bodily vibrations were observed during this session, could be noted down, and you can write upon details on the disturbances from thoughts or surrounding noises or incidents causing some distraction to you, and the how you verify that the focus has returned back to the bodily movements or sensations or contact with the ground. So you can describe the proceedings in this manner, and then if it is the mindful sitting session, you can describe what was the primary object of focus. Most probably it could be the breath moving in and out, or the bodily sensations or vibrations, or it could be your contact with the floor or with the any support furniture or anything. So likewise, you can mention what went through in the mindful sitting session in your own words. Examples are the reports that were read through in the Q&A, and then write your experience. You can send the reports to the Google form here, or to the email beginnersnv@gmail.com, and I would put in these links into the chat section soon after the after this introduction. The fifth is another step where you can go through the older sessions on this program. This is the 47th session, so you can go through the earlier sessions and gain some further understanding. So with that, I would stop sharing the screen. So that is the end of the introduction for beginners to get started up. I would like to hand over the session to Bhante to commence with the talk on mindfulness for today. Over to Bhante. Much merits, Bhante.
Okay, everybody. So I think we discussed a lot, but we will take a few more minutes to discuss a little bit more about the practice. Now, when we meditate, initially you are controlling your mind. You are directing your mind. Now, even if you try to observe your breath, even if you try to observe your feet, you can see that this mind is directed. We are using some kind of a force to direct our mind towards the breath, to direct our mind towards the steps. That direction is needed. If you are a beginner, you have to give this direction to your mind. You have to identify a bodily sensation that is prominent. It varies. You have to observe your body. You have to tell us, this is the sensation that's prominent in my body. We can't suggest anything, because for some people, the breath is prominent at nostrils. For some people, the stomach, movement of the stomach is prominent. For some people, movement of the chest is prominent. For some people, heartbeat is prominent. Kind of a vibration is prominent. For some people, the sitting posture, pressure on their back is prominent. So I'm talking about a sitting session. Even the walking, you have to see. For some people, the sensation of the ground is prominent. For some, the weight moving from one leg to the other, that becomes prominent. For some, it is the touching of your feet. So identify the prominent sensation. You have to do it. You have to keep an open mind. You have to do the walking for a while and just see what becomes prominent. You have to sit for a while, keep your eyes closed, and just see what is appearing in my body. Okay, the breath is appearing. Okay, heartbeat kind of a vibration is appearing. Whatever the sensation that becomes prominent will be the sensation for you. So after identifying this sensation, you start to direct your mind towards that. In a way, you use some kind of a force, not too much force. If you try too much force, then you will exhaust yourself. Out of the practice also, you will create some kind of a headache. Usually that happens for some practitioners. As soon as they start, they get a headache. Because why? That's too much force. They are directing their mind with too much force. That's not the correct way. Instead, you do direct your mind, but gradually, with little force. Again and again, you observe your breath. Again and again, you observe your steps. So this meditation, you can see that it is directed. This practice, you can see it is directed. Directed towards an object. Again and again, we observe. Again and again, we do that observation. And as I mentioned earlier, when you observe that object, you can see different shapes and forms of that object is appearing. Sometimes this object is pleasant. Sometimes it is unpleasant. Sometimes this object is close to you. Sometimes it is far away. Sometimes the object is internal. Sometimes it is outside of you. So these various forms, shapes appearing. Whatever appears, you keep an open mind, you observe again and again. Okay, now the object is pleasant. I am observing again and again. Now it has become unpleasant. I am observing. Now it is prominent. Now it is not so prominent. This is the observation. You do this observation again and again. When you do this, you can see this object that you took start to change rapidly. Sometimes breath is breaking, disappearing. The steps are breaking, disappearing. You just walk for the sake of walking. You just sit for the sake of sitting. That evolution is there in the practice. And when that happens, usually you identify it as a mistake. Earlier you had a direction in your meditation. You were directing your mind towards this object. Now that direction is not there anymore. Now that object has disappeared. Now you see various objects are appearing. When the breath disappears, you can see thoughts are appearing, sounds are appearing, various other bodily sensations are appearing, memories are appearing. Usually, this process confuses you. You think that something has gone wrong and I am not meditating anymore. That's the idea you will get initially. But you have to understand, now this is a different part of your meditation. Initially it was directed. Now the meditation is not directed anymore. It is undirected meditation that's happening. It is a natural type of a meditation that is happening. Now the various objects appear as they wish. They stay for a while, then they disappear. You are not directing your mind. Instead, these objects take control and they appear naturally. They do their job. They disappear. Past memories appear naturally. They disappear. Thoughts appear. They disappear. Various bodily sensations, sometimes difficult sensations appear. They disappear. So the meditation is becoming more and more undirected. Meditation is becoming more and more natural. So when this change happens, that is where the real meditation begins. Now you might come and ask, so what was the purpose of doing this directed meditation? One may ask. But that is necessary to get an idea. When you climb something, you need some steps. Without steps also you can climb, but it is risky. So initially you take this object, probably the breath or the sensation of your feet. You take that object, you use it as a ladder to climb. After climbing, there is no use of the ladder. Some people, after even climbing, they take the ladder. This was so useful to me, and they try to carry it. That's not the way. The purpose of the ladder was to climb. When the climbing is done, it is not needed anymore. Same thing happening here. You directed your mind with a purpose. Understanding the meditation, understanding mindfulness. That was the purpose. And after a while, that purpose is done. But is the sign? Breath is naturally disappearing. Steps are naturally disappearing. You just walk for the sake of walking. You just sit for the sake of sitting. So that's the sign that initial part is done. Now the real meditation is happening. Real meditation is undirected. Naturally, various objects are appearing. They do their thing. After a while, they disappear. Again and again, this same process is happening. Sometimes it is pleasing, sometimes it is really difficult, sometimes past memories come, you feel like crying your eyes out. So various things come. So we call this the Thavo, or the flow state. This is the rhythm of the universe that we hear. This is the rhythm of the universe that we are listening. That rhythm is out of your control. You can't control it. You just have to accept it. You just have to be welcoming. What comes, you have to accept. And that becomes your meditation. It's the rhythm of the universe. It's the vibration of the universe that we are accepting little by little. In a way, you have to develop this skill to accept it. Sometimes you again go back to the usual meditation, which is directed meditation. You prefer going back because it is more comfortable. But again and again you train yourself, again and again you realize after a while the meditation becomes undirected. After a while it becomes natural. After a while it becomes this flow. After a while it becomes Thavo. So that change we are accepting. Not the very first day, not the very first week, probably within few months, you accept it. And when you accept, that's the rhythm of the universe that we are listening to. It says the nature doesn't hurry, but nothing is undone. Nature doesn't hurry. It has this certain kind of rhythm, but nothing left undone. Whatever the task that's there, gradually it is completing. Gradually it is doing that task. When you see the nature, you can see that. When you see a tree, you can see that. When you see a river, you can see that. The rhythm of the nature. So little by little, when we meditate, we are accepting that nature. We become that rhythm. So initially the practice was about doing. You had to do something. Now the practice becomes more and more non-doing. You just have to refrain from doing anything. Bodily, verbally, mentally. Even your day-to-day life, you realize things are happening. Various things are happening. I don't need to fight these things. I don't have energy to fight these things. Instead, you use this training to create peace inside, not the outside world. Various people come, they compliment us. We just listen and see, okay, due to this compliment, happiness is created in my mind. Certain kind of a joy is created in my mind. Certain people come and blame you, criticize you. Okay, due to this, friction is created, anger is created, sadness is created in my mind. Just do that observation again and again. You don't have to react. You don't have to fight these things. And so see that this rhythm of the nature is perfect. It is perfect. You don't have to adjust it anymore. It is perfect. We just have to accept this rhythm. More and more you practice, you realize you become that rhythm. You accept that rhythm. And it is so peaceful. It comes naturally. That's why even in your meditation report, the reports we heard today, you can see various things are happening in your day-to-day life. But you can use them as fuel to your practice. Various things are happening, you get carried away. Still, you are using that as fuel for your practice. Various people come and do their thing. You are using that as a fuel for your practice. Sickness comes to your body. You are using that as a fuel for your practice. Family difficulties come. You are using that as a fuel for your practice. That is how the real practice is evolving little by little. This becomes your life. Meditation becomes living. And living becomes meditation. So again and again, just have to be with this process. Practice this awareness again and again. See how the friction is created in your mind due to various words, due to various actions, how the friction is created. Things are happening in the world, how the friction is created. You are watching news, how the friction is created. Browsing social media, how the friction is created. Working 8 to 10 hours, how the friction is created. Again and again, you in a way stop yourself. Just do the observation. Again, you move forward. So they say stop, observe, go. You stop, observe for a few minutes, then you go. Again, the green light is there. Again, after a while, you observe, stop, observe. Again, the green light is there. So that way, you are observing, you are continuing with this process. And more you practice, you realize the internal friction is not there anymore. The world will function as usual. Things will happen. People will come and blame you. People will come and praise you. Those won't change. But the internal friction will change. That suffering part will go away. Sickness will come to your body. Family members do various things. You have problems that you have to face, but still the friction is less. That is the real peace that we are talking about. That you don't have to listen to my words. You don't have to believe anything. You can experience for yourself. That's the very much valuable part of this practice. You just have to do it again and again. More you do it, you realize this is working. This is giving so much benefit to me. So that's the idea of conducting a session. That's the idea of a repetitive discussion. We invite you to experience and see how this practice is helping you, how this practice is changing you. In a way, you become a new person. With practice, with repetitive practice, you become a new person. Your thoughts will change, your emotions will change. There'll be a new normal for you. And sometimes few months into the practice, you realize that even the outsiders, they appear to be meditating. Even the surrounding world, it appears to be meditating. Even the animals, trees, they seem to be meditating. It's not a change in the outside world. It's a change inside. When your mind changes, everything changes. You become a new person. Your thoughts, your emotions will change, evolve according to that. So probably after a few months, few years of practice, suddenly you realize, now I am a totally different person. I used to do these things. I used to have these type of emotions, thoughts. Now it is totally changed. Now I am a new person. I am more peaceful inside. I harbor more positive thoughts. So that's the result of the practice. And we invite you to experience it for yourselves. So I think that's enough for today.
Thank you so much, Bhante, for that insightful advice. And we all appreciate Bhante's advice and insight during this today's session. So with that, I think we all gained a lot of helpful facts that we can use to develop our mindfulness. So I would proceed to move on to the next, which is providing anyone with a question to Bhante based on the talk or based on the Q&A still, you can raise a Zoom hand and present that question. We usually provide another space to raise a question on the talk if anyone is interested in raising a question. Okay, looks like there is no one raising Zoom hand. I would proceed to conclude the session for today. So we are all grateful for Bhante's participation in today's program. Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero has represented Nisaranamane Forest Monastery for today's session. And we wish the merits of this session go on to improve Bhante's own practice and help Bhante to provide more support in the future for this same session program. So also I would like to mention with thanks and note with merits, meritorious consideration, most venerable Bhante Udayiragama Dhammajiva Mahathero for requesting to initiate this program. And also I would like to mention all the organizers who have worked hard to initiate this program, implement this program and maintain this. So much merits to them. And I would also like to thank and pass on merits to all the participants attending through Zoom. And we would have a similar session next week around the same time. So I would like to wish all of you a happy and mindful week ahead. Until we see you again next week. Much merits to all of you and thank you.